Jim Duggan here. I'd like to call the April 2nd, 2020 board meeting to order and remind everyone, please mute your phone or computer microphone when not speaking. Thank you. Commissioners present are David Judah, City Hillsborough, Danny Doyle, City Beaverton, and Jim Duggan, Twelve Valley Water District. Ms. Branton will now proceed with a roll call for the record.
Thank you, Commissioner Duggan. Can everyone hear me?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Please respond, attendees, please respond when I call your name, and I will be noting your presence as you respond. No response needed from our commissioners. They were just announced. Tom Hickman, are you here?
Yes.
And Paul Matthews?
Yes.
Justin Carlton?
Yes.
Carrie Pack?
Yes.
Mark Balfour?
Who wants to know?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. I'll get you.
And from the City of Hillsborough, we have Commissioner Judah and Nikki Iverson.
Here.
Chris Wilson.
Here.
Lee Lindsay. No Lee. Eric Helena. Okay, moving on to City of Beaverton, we have our Mayor Doyle. And do we have Chad Lynn?
Chad is here.
David Winship?
Yes, I'm here.
Patrick Eau Claire? Or Susan Cole? Okay, and from the managing agency staff and WWSP staff, we have Dave Kraska, Joel Bennett. Is Bill Vandeveer here?
I'm here.
Lisa Houghton?
Yes, I'm here.
Mike Rich?
I'm here.
And I'm Faye Branton, I'm present. Is anyone else on the line that I've not called?
Joel Carey, I'm here.
Thank you, Joel. Anyone else?
Christina Walter?
Thank you, Christina. Anyone else?
Tommy Brooks, Cable Houston.
Thank you, Tommy. Anyone else? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Faye. I guess we can move into the agenda. Next, we'll have the General Manager's Report presented by Mr. Kraska.
Thank you, Commissioner Duggan and other commissioners. So, General Manager's Report. This is a little different. So we got remote meetings etiquette. So for remote meetings like this one, it's best practice to follow some basic rules. Please mute your microphone when you're not talking, because the echoes and background noise from open microphones can make it hard to follow the discussion. Identify yourself before you speak. Though we can generally identify people by the sound of their voice, it's important for the record to make sure we know who is speaking. And then finally, if someone other than a board member would like to ask a question or make a comment, please use the chat feature and let the general manager know to wait to be acknowledged, general manager being me. Now a quick safety minute. We're going through this global pandemic, and
this is Commissioner Jude. I hate to interrupt you for a second, but I think that chat feature you're referring to is only available for people that are on Skype.
Very good point. So we will not be so rigorous then. If anyone needs to make a comment and they don't have access to the chat feature, I guess just let us know, and we will we'll make it happen. Does that sound okay?
Perfect.
All right. We'll be be a little less formal here. Let's see. So back to the safety minute. So just to be cautious about email, even more so now going forward. Recent reports have shown that ransomware hackers are taking advantage of public fears surrounding COVID-19. Phishing emails are disguised as public service announcements, updates from the CDC, World Health Organization, or other health organizations, fake coronavirus tracking apps, and fake information websites. So the hackers know that people are easily distracted during stressful situations, and these malware-ridden traps are set for unsuspecting users. So how do we avoid them? Well, we stay alert. You don't let your guard down. Don't click on links from unknown sources. Only download and install software from trusted sources. And verify that the URL, that's the address that comes up when you hover your cursor over a link. Make sure that that any website that asks for a password is accurate. So make sure that the URL is actually from the site you think you're linking to. So be alert, be suspicious, and be safe. Continuing on with the general manager report, moving on to our approvals and procurements forecast. Attached to this general manager's report is the approval and procurement forecast for March 2020 through May 2020. The forecast presents a view of WWSP activities that have recently been approved or are scheduled for approval over the next 2 months by either the director, the committees, or the forecast shows four business items this month, but one item will actually happen next month. On the site of our Reservoir 1.0 project, we have been working with local agencies and organizations to identify salvage and training opportunities before we remove the structures and perform clearing operations. Two of these agencies are requiring that we execute intergovernmental agreements before they proceed with on-site training. We anticipated that the agreement with the Washington County Sheriff would be ready for this meeting, but instead we will bring it to the board for consideration in the May meeting, along with a similar agreement with Walton Valley Fire and Rescue. This forecast also lists various real estate activities and intergovernmental agreements that are in process and contract change orders that are being negotiated. These items are largely the same as they were presented last month. Regarding projects, planning, permitting, and communications updates, with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, every agency has had to modify its practices, including closing many public buildings and switching to remote work. So far, this transition does not appear to be impacting our ability to get needed permits on time. We've made several permit applications for both the Raw Water Facility 1.0 project and the PLW 1.3 project, and we still anticipate receiving those permits on time. We will continue to monitor the situation and adjust our practices as necessary to keep our projects proceeding according to schedule. Regarding our project's design status updates, work continues in multiple design projects, including 9 pipeline projects, the treatment plant, distributed control systems, and the terminal storage project. Design for PLW 1.3 project is complete, and the project is currently in construction procurement. Responses to the request for proposals were delayed at the request of several contractors. The price proposals are now due on April 9, and written proposals are due on April 16. We still anticipate breaking ground this summer on that project. And finally, about our project's construction status updates, we still have the same four projects in actively on construction. Our PLM 1.1 project, which is our raw water pipeline in Wilsonville that extends from the raw water facility project to Wilsonville Road. PLM 1.2, another raw water pipeline project being completed in partnership with the City of Wilsonville's Garden Acres Road project. PLM 5.1, a finished water pipeline project being completed in partnership with Washington County's Roy Rogers Road project, and PLM 5.2, a finished water pipeline project along Shoals Ferry Road and Southwest Tile Flat Roads that we are working to complete in advance of development work in the area. All projects remain on track and progressing according to plan. While our projects have been able to proceed, it's critical that everyone involved in them remains in compliance with the Governor's Executive Order Number 20-12 regarding hygiene and social distancing. We provided letters to our contractors to make sure that they are taking necessary steps, including designating an employee or officer to establish, implement, and enforce social distancing policies, requiring workers to practice appropriate social distancing while performing work, and utilizing appropriate hygiene measures, including the use of personal protective equipment as needed. In addition, our construction managers provide regular reminders to the field staff on these and other safety-related matters. And that concludes the general manager's report.
Thank you, Dave. Next on our agenda is the public comment section. As we know, public comment time is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Do we have any persons who would like to comment? For other people listening, Mr. Krask is monitoring the chat feature, but do we have any other members of the public that wish to address the board? Hearing none, I think we can move on to the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine, may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. Our consent agenda consists of approving the March 5, 2020 meeting minutes and approving the March 17 special meeting minutes. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented?
Move to approve the consent agenda.
I second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Aye. The motion passes. Next on our agenda, business agenda items. I don't believe anyone, we don't have any members of the public that wish to address us for business agenda items. If not, we can move on to item 4A, which is to consider adopting resolution number WWSS-0520, resolution modifying the established WWSS Commission Management Authority Matrix for additional clarity related to the right-of-way acquisition process. Mr. Krasko will now present the staff report.
All right, thank you again. So the item here, well, let me start with a little bit of background. The board adopted the Management Authority Matrix in its September 5th, 2019 meeting. And the Management Authority Matrix is a tool that we've been using, we began using it on the Willamette Water Supply Program to clarify what decisions are made where. So basically all of the things that are taking place on the Willamette Water Supply Program, what authority levels are bestowed upon the functional managers, to my position, the general manager, to the management committee, and then finally to the board. And through our practice, we've found that in completing the real estate transaction, it would be beneficial to make some refinements to the management authority matrix. We're not recommending any change to the board approving resolutions of necessity or for approving negotiated transactions over $150,000. Those remain unchanged. Any resolutions of necessity would all come to the board, and any approvals over $150,000 would still come to the board for approval. The changes that we're recommending would enable me, as a general manager, to complete eminent domain transactions that are less than $150,000, even if we pay up to 100% more than the appraised value. The current version would require all eminent domain transactions to come back to the board for approval. And with 100 properties, plus or minus 100 properties left to acquire, we believe this could generate a significant increase in board agenda items and potential delay in some of our projects. And so we're thinking that that this would generate some efficiency on running the program and getting our work done. To clarify further, as it's mentioned in the staff report, when we designate a resolution of necessity, we are also authorizing the use of eminent domain if necessary. And so we're basically clarifying that if we go down the eminent domain process, if it stays under $150,000, it's still within my purview as the general manager to be able to complete that negotiation and that acquisition. So with that, before I conclude and give it back to the board, I'd like to ask Tommy Brooks, our legal counsel on this matter, and Joelle Bennett, our the manager of our real estate activities, to see if I missed anything or if there's anything else to add for your consideration.
This is Tommy. I would like to add just kind of a fine point about that distinction between the condemnation setting and the non-condemnation setting. There was no problem that we were trying to address with these changes. Rather, we were trying to anticipate challenges that might arise during, for example, an immediate possession challenge, or even down the road if we're in trial at condemnation. What we've seen a lot of is people trying to attack whether or not the entity had the authority to even make the initial offers, or to anticipate potential challenges to whether or not we properly settled the matter. And so it was kind of that analysis that led us down this path of needing to be more explicit that there is a path for decisions made in condemnation and a path for all the other decisions. And as Dave said, when you initially do the resolution of need, the commission is already deciding to pay the just compensation for the property. And so if, for example, that property were $160,000, there was a concern that under the current language, Dave wouldn't even be able to settle for a dollar more over that amount, because the whole amount is already over the $150,000. So what this does is try to tease that apart and maintain some of the discretion that you've already given to the general manager, but just mirror that in the condemnation setting. And that's why that $150,000 was chosen. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of the context for why the need for the change arose in the first place.
Thank you, Tommy and Dave. Any questions from the board?
This is Dave Judah, if I may. So I think I read a conflict in this, ma'am, but let me just ask about it. So when I read this the first time, my question to myself was, how long is this good for? Like, is there a termination date? And I believe I read in the body of the information that the commission or this agreement was put in place until the pipeline was commissioned, so that it doesn't have any bearing after that. Yet I don't see, I see that on the presentation portion in the resolution, but I didn't see anything in your comments about that. I don't know that that matters, but I thought I would ask.
Commissioner Judah, thank you for your question. I, off the top of my head, I don't know the answer to it. I think that's correct. This is the MAM is part of our program management plan, and so by definition, as a program management plan, the plan would be wrapped up when the program is complete, which is when the overall system is commissioned. Now, are we explicit in having an expiration date or a point of that matter? I don't know off the top of my head, but we could certainly work that in. But I'd invite Tommy and Bill Vandeveer, our program manager, to add to this if they've got any thoughts on this matter.
So, Dave, real quick before we let them speak, and I want to hear what they have to say. The reason I ask this is I assume that once the pipeline is all done, the WWSS commission lives on. Our job isn't done once we start putting water through here. So since we're identifying this management authority matrix for the WWSS commission, that's what led me to think that this document will be in place even after we commission the pipeline. So that's why I ask.
Great. Thank you for that clarification. That is really helpful. Let me ask Tommy Brooks and Bill Vandeveer if they've got any thoughts on that.
And th- this is Tommy, and Bill can refine what I say. This particular piece is just part of the overall MAM, and I think I've been operating as Dave described, that this is governing how the program is going to deliver the capital improvements. You're absolutely right, though. The commission continues on, and I think when the system is finished and the program sort of goes away but the commission lives on, the commission will need to decide at that time how it's going to do its management decision and sort of its risk matrix that's similar to this. I do not know off the top of my head, maybe Bill does, if that is more expressly written in the intro to the MAM in the primary document.
Hello, this is Bill Vanderveer. I don't have the MAM open in front of me, so I'm going from memory, but I'm confident that the MAM has some language in it that describes that the current MAM applies during the initial capital delivery phase.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to make sure we didn't miss something.
Jim Duggan here. Any other questions from the board for staff?
No.
Hearing none, I can call the question. Do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS 0520 modifying the established WWSS commission management authority matrix for additional clarity related to the right-of-way acquisition process?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes. Next on our agenda, item 4B, considering adopting resolution number WWSS 0620 and updated resolution declaring public necessity to acquire permanent and temporary construction easements over, upon, under, and through real property for pipeline section MPE 1.0 for the Willamette Water Supply System. Ms. Bennett will present the staff report.
Thank you, Commissioner. And as Dave mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, please note that the legal description attachments in the board packet were not correct. The latest version is in your email, and we apologize for the mix-up. TVWD's MPE-1 project is located mostly in Beaverton along Southwest Shoals Ferry Road, Allen, and Western, and it has reached its 60% design phase, and as such, we are ready to begin final design as well as real estate acquisition and land use permitting. If you look on the third page of your staff report, there is a map of MPE-1. MPE-1 is wholly owned by TVWD and has an ancillary project along part of its length called COB-1, a 16-inch pipeline for Beaverton. WWSS is not responsible for acquiring property for this ancillary project. So as I stated, the WWSP has progressed the design of MPE-1 to enable identification of property requirements for construction and long-term operation and maintenance of the pipeline. The pipeline alignment was selected through an extensive alternatives evaluation, and the preferred location was selected based upon the best interests of the public and the least injury to private property owners. The MPE-1 pipeline alignment requires these permanent and temporary easements to fulfill WWSP standard construction work zone requirements. This resolution, proposed resolution, supports WWSS land use application schedule for the pipeline work within Beaverton city limits, as an approved resolution is a required submittal element. It is possible that additional property needs may be identified outside of Beaverton, and a second resolution may be proposed to receive the board's authorization for these additional property needs. In summary, the WWSS Commission has authority to acquire real property for the WWSS. The pipeline section MPE-1 requires the acquisition of several temporary and permanent easements on private property. The MPE-1 pipeline alignment was selected through an extensive alternatives evaluation, and the preferred location was selected based on the best interests of the public and least injury to private property owners. The resolution enables the initiation of the property acquisition process, including negotiations with interest holders, as well as the land use process. Staff recommend approval of the proposed resolution. May I answer any questions?
Jim Duggan, I have no questions. Any questions from the board?
Pretty straightforward.
This is Dave, none from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, considering the situation, do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS 0620 declaring public necessity to acquire permanent and temporary construction easements over, upon, under, and through real property for pipeline section MPE 1.0 for the Willamette Water Supply System?
I'll move that we approve.
I second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes. Move on to agenda item 4C, considering approving an amendment to the City of Wilsonville construction contract number 2020-028 in the amount of $2,157,060 and with a contract term extension of 4 days for the addition of 540 feet of 66 inch steel pipeline and 145 feet of bore and jack pipeline casing to the PLM 1.2 pipeline construction project of the Willamette Water Supply Program. Mr. Bridge will present the staff report.
Good afternoon, commissioners. This is Mike Bridge. So this one's pretty straightforward. So this represents completing a section of pipe that serves as a short gap between our PLM 1.2 Garden Acres project, and then just to the north, our PLM 3.0 124th project. And when complete, when all these three sections are connected, will result in nearly 3.5 miles of pipe, so representing our longest section of pipe. So in regard to this amendment, this Garden Acres project, PLM 1.2, is being constructed as a partner project with the City of Wilsonville. And so we've entered into an intergovernmental agreement to complete both the pipeline and the road construction work at the same time. The city is working on extending the developed service area within the city, and these road improvements serve to their benefit for that. So because of the city's schedule, it's kind of one of those projects that was on again, off again, and mainly due to developer interest in the area. And so to be able to meet the city's construction schedule, the portion that we're talking about today, the 540 feet or so extending to the north, involved a crossing of Day Road, and there's an evaluation and additional work that we had to go through at that time to complete the design, and so that was not included as the project was originally bid. So as the project has progressed through construction, the design for that portion was completed. We went through negotiations with the contractor to arrive at the number, the $2,157,060, to complete that work. The City of Wilsonville is in support of us completing this work while we're also in the area. There were independent cost estimates that were done internal with program resources, which the amount proposed by the contractor is consistent with those independent cost estimates. And this is also within the current WWSP budget for this overall project. If approved by the board, then this would proceed to the city of Wilsonville for their approval, and in particular, there's an April 6th packet that would contain this for the upcoming city of Wilsonville board meeting. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have, and again, the staff recommends approval of this amendment.
Jim Duggan here. Any questions from the board for staff?
No.
This is Dave. I have no questions.
Do I have a motion and a second to approve an amendment to the City of Wilsonville construction contract in the amount of $2,157,060 and with a contract term extension of 4 days as presented for the PLM 1.0 pipeline construction project of the Willamette Water Supply Program?
I move to approve.
I'll second that.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes. Item 5 on our agenda, informational items. 5A, Ms. Bennett will present the planned business agenda items for May.
Thank you, Commissioner. I will provide a brief overview of the items we expect to have on the business agenda next month. First being the water treatment plant design contract amendment approval recommendation that Dave spoke about earlier. Staff have been working on this for the past several months and are completing negotiations for the design contract amendment with CDM Smith related to additional engineering services. At the May meeting, WWSP staff will present the justifications for the design contract amendment with a recommendation to the board to approve the change. The second item is the WWSP 2020 rebaseline schedule and budget approval recommendation. The WWSP team has been working on developing an annual rebaseline schedule and budget that can meet partner fiscal constraints. Over the past 3 months, WWSP staff have developed a cost management approach currently under review by the WWSS partners that identifies the potential cost management options available and when they need to be enacted if desired. As early as May, WWSS board meeting, WWSP staff will present the updated baseline schedule and budget reflective of the selected cost management options with a recommendation to the board to approve. If the recommended rebaseline requires an update to the already approved fiscal year 2021 annual work plan and budget, staff will propose that change as well. Third item, raw water facilities contract amendment for guaranteed maximum price approval recommendation. The raw water facilities project is being delivered using the Construction Manager General Contractor, or CMGC, method. Our CMGC for raw water facilities is Kiewit Corporation, who has been on board since June 2018, participating in the project's final design. 100% design was completed in February, and the CMGC has been preparing the guaranteed maximum price, or GMP, for the first phase of construction. At the May board meeting, staff will provide an overview of the GMP process and the final negotiated amount with a recommendation for approval. And finally, our fourth item is the Reservoir 1 Emergency Responder Agreements approval recommendation. As Dave mentioned in his general manager's report, as part of our public outreach and communications efforts, our staff have been coordinating with local agencies such as the Washington County Sheriff's Office and Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue, who have interest in utilizing the existing structures at the reservoir site. We are finalizing the details with both agencies and will provide agreements for consideration at the May board meeting. This concludes the summary of upcoming action items. May I answer any questions?
Thank you, Joelle. Any questions from the board?
I'm good.
No questions from Dave.
Great, thank you. We can move on to agenda item 5B, which is just a reminder that the next regular board meeting is scheduled on May 7th, 2020 at this Hillsborough Civic Center, room 113 BC, or via conference call, dependent on the COVID-19 situation. last on our agenda are communications and non-agenda items, but there appear to be no communication or non-agenda items scheduled for today's meeting. Any other concerns or comments from board members?
No. Everybody just stay safe and stay home if you can.
I echo that.
Ditto for me too as well. Jim Duggan here. There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is hereby adjourned. Thank you all, and appreciate you working so diligently to keep things moving.